Okay, we're up to Daf Mem Zion on base. So we're going through the process. We did Kabbalah some mitzvahs, and we told him how terrible the plight of the Jews. That we told him some of the mitzvahs. He's supposed to tell him how things are tough and not too tough, and not make it too easy either. And we don't tell him all the mitzvahs. Only tell him some of the mitzvahs, of the mitzvahs kalus, mitzvahs chamuris. Okay, but once he went out of the mikveh, he's a full-fledged Jew. By women, we have the woman put in the water, and then when her head is there, then two people, two Tamil Chacham standing, we'll go through each piece later in the Gemara, because Lochani, you need the best, as we said before. Okay, then we're up to here. Echot Goy, the first line, about 10 lines at the top. Echot Gay, Echot Eved Meshuchad, whether you're a Gay, we'll come back to this in the Gemara soon. Whether you're an Eved Meshuchad, Eved Freed, all of them have to be Megayed, over Mokim, Shanid, Tevela, Sham, Gay, Eved Meshuchad, Tevum. This we had yesterday as well. B'chol dover shechaitzit b'tfilah, anything which is an obstruction by tefillah for a woman, chaitzit b'geir uva eva meshuchar uva nida. I'm a man, let's analyze the whole b'raisa. Geir shebol this guy, when a girl comes to convert, I mean, like we say, the Mara East, what in the world caused you, shebol, this guy you want to convert? Umay di yemay say, miktis mitzis kalas, so miktis mitzis chamur, you give him some. My timer, what's the reason we tell him that? Because he parted nifrish, because if he wants to leave, now's a good time to leave. Because we don't really care. You might lose him. We're not evangelical, so we don't care. So
we're not on a recruiting drive.
That's right.
So you should be telling Mrs. Tamula, so
you got to be fair. You're not allowed to. Then we're going out of our way to. We don't lemaila belemaited. We don't want to discourage them out. We just want them to say that we don't benefit from you joining us. We're not pushing your way either. No, but Abchelba Koshim. Now, why is it? Shouldn't we be happy if someone's to come here? So, because Chelbe said, the famous Gemara, that Koshim, Gedim, Yisrael, Kisapachas, the Eden, the Gedim, are difficult Eden like a tzaras, like a leprosy. The Chesivit says the Pasuk, V'nilve Aged Aleim, the Ged joined them, V'nispechu Abes Yaakov, they became like a Kisapachas to the family of Yaakov.
So what is it that it says that the only reason the Jews to put us in Golos was to get extra Gedim?
We had a Psochim, a Pesayim,
the actual translation is a company.
A company's attached. This body's attached. Now, why is a pachas? Interesting kedushin. Here it says interesting, but kedushin Tosfos says there are four reasons that they're no good for the Eden because they still have the bad ways. Or Tosfos here says because the Torah gives us so many warnings how to behave with the ger that it's hard for us to keep that mitzvah properly. So it's very, very difficult. Tosfos over there, after all the negative, Tosfos over there says Avraham Ger says because the ger are always frumer than the regular Eden and the malach and the yetzer hara. The Satan says, aha. This guy, he was a guy, he was a goy, and look how full he is, and you guys are still where you are. Makes our plight looks a lot worse. But here, Tessa brings an interesting thing. He says, first of all, they marry into our families, and we learned before, that we want David to shechit and not rest unless your families are pure. Svadi tahor, pure, all the way, geja, all the way. And that's the problem. That's another interesting problem here in Tessa. And then Tessa brings in the machlek, and Tessa says whether the gayim are an arvus or not. Whether the Gerim are responsible for Eden, or whether you were responsible for Gerim, whether the Gerim came down for the Amid. I told you last time. This place alludes to it over here. It's Rashi and Nidl, and so on. So we'll get to Nidl, we'll talk about it more.
Can Gerim do all mitzvahs? No, you sit by say that you say, Avodim Hoyinu, Yetziyainu Hashem. Is a Gerim
Mechuyim? Yeah. Only thing you might have about Chalik is that they can say by Bikurim. And even there, we say Avraham Goyim. Not Avraham, I said Ol Shasatoli. Okay, bye. Umidim Oshi teach him Avin Lek. Now this is a very interesting Gemara because this is exactly the opposite of the whole world thinks. Look at the next piece of Gemara. Umidim Oshi teach him Avin the sin of Lek Chichopay. How important it is that you have money, you have to be generous and live for the poor people in Maaseroni. Why do we tell him all about that? How important it is to be generous? You know why? Because Goyim are extremely stingy. How do we know that? Because Eden are very generous and Goyim are stingy, naturally. Ben Noyach Nerega Pachar Pruta. Yid, if you steal a Pruta, you don't get punished for it because Balabas is Meichel. Oh, that's a Pruta of stone. Don't really care. Goy gets killed if he steals less than Pruta. But like Nitla, you never do tshuva. Why? Because Goyim are not Meichel. Even for a cent, they won't be Meichel. Eden are so generous that they don't make a big deal about less than a Pruta. So therefore, telling a Yid to be generous and give to the poor people is natural. Yeah.
Is that based on their dinim, or is that the dinim that they make? And according to their dinim, even a Because they're allowed to make their own dinim, right?
Yeah.
No, no, I'm talking about their nature.
Rashi, what I just told you is
since Goyim brought up that if you steal less than the produce, you get killed. If they see a poor man roaming in their thing, he's taking a little piece of grain, they'll go kill him. That's Rashi Pshat. Okay.
Isn't it strange that for so many thousands of years the Jews have always been stereotyped that we're cheapskates and stingy?
It comes to business. It's business in this tzedakah.
Listen, how did Australia start? You stole a glove out of the thing.
Those days, exactly. You sat in prison. It's called a debtor's prison. They might be medakting a lot that you don't throw too many things on them and you're not medactic. You don't go through all the details. Blah blah blah. My crowd was a positive. See, it says the positive by Rus when she saw the Nami saw Rus is sincere. But Teda she saw Kimis Amet Kizamet says Hilaleches Ita. She saw that Rus Taka wants to go with her. But Tekel Dabila she stopped discouraging her. What's this conversation here? Amr Allah, she said to Ruz, life is very difficult. Also, you know, you can't watch Shabbos, you enjoy going walks in the parks, you can't go walk about in Shabbos, there's limits. So she answered, Kasha Techi Eilach, wherever you go, I'll go. Then she said, Also, the other big thing is by going, you're not allowed, you know, you like to hang around with boys, whatever it is, you're not allowed to here. So she answered back, Kasha Tolini Ali, wherever you sleep, I sleep. Then she said, Mufkin and Sheish Megan Mitzvah, that's 63 Mitzvahs. Now she doesn't tell them what they are, so still considered Mitzvahs. There are so many different rules. So she said, Amcha Ami, whatever your nation does, I will do. Asala Rezara, Rezara is also, that's one of the hardest mitzvahs to do. So which mitzvah does she own? Tell him only one mitzvah in detail. Avodizara, or Chum Chabas. So she answered back, Velakayach Elokai, your Yebishah, my Yebishah. Then she told her, you know that by us, if you mess around, it's a joke. Arba Mrs. Nimsul Bezin, there's Bamish Mrs. Bezin involved there. So she said, Kasha Tamusi, Amos, the way I die, I don't care. If that's my lot. Then she said, Beis Kvarim Mishul Bezin. She said, you know that the two Kvarim we had before, that those who die Seifa and Skila, and then those are Hechenik. So she said, I don't really care. She said, Vishama Kavim, where I get buried, I get buried. But Yad, she said, right away, Vateida keeps her Metzazi, she said, I accept you. Kibble Molin Miyad. Once they accept the Mitzvahs, we Malm straight away. By time, she Mitzvah Mishin, we don't delay Mitzvahs. But there were some strings left over. Now we learn that there are two kinds of tzitzit. The tzitzit ha-ma'akvin and tzitzit she'ein ma'akvin. What's an example of tzitzit ha-ma'akvin? Eilei tzitzit ha-ma'akvin. What are these strings that we say about? That's ma'aki. Bosar ha-chayfe esrei v'atora. If there's any flesh that's surrounding the crown, but it's the length of the crown, not the width of the crown. And that's called tzitzit ha-ma'akvin. And as a result of that, not the circumference, the one that goes straight up. That's what it's a makom.
It's
not Reva Torah on the circumference, it's the height. Yeah. Basra chayv Reva Torah, you don't need to remember Basra chayv Reva Goyve Shala Torah. The height, not the width. Not the circumference. Nisrapi, once it was cured, Matbilos, and I go straight to the mikveh. Why can't I have a mikveh before then? My time is shum dam. The maya marzu makkah. Water aggravates the makkah. Shlei tamei chomayim gabel. Two to one. But Rabbi Yochanan gave. We learned before to get such loisha. We need three people. Or Tesa Tesa Chatchil. We need three people. Rabbi Yochanan the listener the way Tani Lashad the Tana Tani Shloisha. Rabbi Yochanan said, Taka, you have to learn. It's a mistake. It must be three, not two. Tabal the Oli goes to mikveh. He goes out. He gets all the yid. My yichud. What do you mean? Like yid in every respect. What are you trying to say? But I mean, that's the whole thing. You want to become a gay? What do you mean? Every respect. The hadabeif. Later on in life, he decides to go back to his old ways. Or mekadosh bas yisrael. And mekadosh is a girl. Fafal. Once he's a yid, he's a yid. Yisrael mum le korina bei vekedusha kedushin. He's a yid, and the kedusha is still a valid kedushin. You're telling me that this applies not only gay, but also an Eved Meshuchar also goes through this whole process of Kabbalah and Mitzvah. Now remember, every Eved, when he becomes an Eved Kanani, we force him to become a Yid, and he has to be like a woman. It sounds from here that after he's liberated, he has to go through the process again. Does he? He has to go through Kabbalah's Mitzvah again, but he already lived a life of Mitzvahs. A woman only has like 7 or 8 Mitzvahs less than a man. So what do you mean? What happens in Eved Meshuchar? Says the Gemara, Kosal Kedatach. That the Kabbal, all of mitzvah, in every respect, he's like a gate. He has to go through Kabbal's mitzvah again. But I mean, that's a question. When is it said by a gate? Ever Meshuchar ain't on the Kabbal. We learned somewhere else that Ever Meshuchar does not need to go through Kabbal's mitzvah again. Why? Because once he was tevil for an eved, he was already yid. Because the pasuk says, "Leman yinuach avdecha v'amoscha that yeved the rest of Shabbos." Already have all the mitzvahs. Or lo la miisha. Belazer, yeah, tebi avde, yeah. That's the machleket, yeah, yeah, exactly. Interesting, Rashi here brings two psukim that an eved chay mitzvah. He brings lo la miisha, which the Gemara always brings. We had a chagiga, and then he brings over here. From the man yanuach avdecha. First of all, why is he the second pasuk? The second of all, Gemara never brings it. And third of all, what raya is that? It says obviously behemoth should rest. Different makes the behemoth eid. What raya, possible raya, can Rashi bring for the fact that it says your eved should rest on Shabbos, that he's a yid? Maybe rest on Shabbos because it's your possessions and you have to rest. Unless Rashi is saying we know he did one mitzvah. The fact is he had to rest, so he already lived through one mitzvah. Plus he did so many other mitzvahs like Isha. So it's very difficult to understand what Rashi wants in this pasuk the man yanuach. What does he want from the pasuk? Anyway, weiter. So it's a machlekes where the eved needs to go through kabbalat mitzvah or not. Amar Rav Shlomo Kasha, it's two braises, it's not a kasha. It's a machlekes. Time to learn. It says in the pasuk by Eishei Fas Toya. She's a case. She's a simple case of a woman, you know, that you want to force to become a yid, and you, by war, vach so severe zima. She should cry after her father and her mother. Yodach yamim chulu chulu. Aved Ramudim. When do we say she cries? She'll like keep. When did you wait 30 days? Only she did not accept mitzvahs. Abu kiblo lea. If she accepted mitzvahs straight away, matbilu mutu b'yad. You don't have to wait 30 days. 30 days only. She doesn't want to accept mitzvahs. Now Shimon loves her. There's another eitzah. There's another eitzah. Even the shenama kabbalah is a way of forcing her. And if you want to make her quicker in 30 days, how? Make her a shivcha. Afa pishal kiblo lea koyfa. You force her matbilu shivcha. Make her a shivcha. The moment she became a shivcha, she became a yid. And then choizim matbilu shivcha meshach. You have to do kabbalah's mitzvahs. She refused to do mitzvahs. You want to get her a very interesting ruse. Force her to become a shivcha. And a shivcha, we don't care if she accepts or not. And then once you liberate her, she's a yid. In other words, what does Shimon Lazar say? You don't need Kabbalah and mitzvahs. According to the Tanakhama, even though you're an Eved, after you're free, you have a choice if you want to become a Yid or not. You need Kabbalah and mitzvahs. According to Shimon Lazar, you have no choice. You're ready, Yid, fa'faun. That's the same machlokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Umutu b'miyad, then mutus right away. My time, what's the why don't you have to do Kabbalah mitzvah? See, but it says the pasuk, Chol Eved Ish Miknas Kesev, every Eved that belongs to you, Eved Ish. What do you mean Eved Ish? And, if it's, and you know, you can't eat a Korban Pesach until you malah him. What do you mean that Eved Ish and Eved Ish, is that the same thing? Lo Yerish Ella Eved Ish Atamol Bal Korche. Only the Eved of Ish, you can force him be Atamol Ben Ish, but the son of a person, Bal Korche, if a man decides to convert, you can't force his son to become a Yid with him. But if a man decides to convert, you can force his Avadim to come. What do you call it? Never with him. If you buy a goy from a guy, you can force him to become a yid. Become a yid. Yeah.
So how do you if you're forcing him to become a yid? How do you know he has to have kabbalah and mitzvahs? It's not the shema.
You force him. That's the chiddush of an eved. You can force him. You don't need kabbalah at all. But he lived the life of mitzvahs because when he was your eved, he had no breda. He had to listen. Yeah.
Never. Imagine getting recruited by force into the.
Yeah.
Just like she's doing it these days.
But Rabban said that's something to do with that. Kishem, she had to mold Ben Ish Balkorcha. You can't force a person Balkorcha. Kach had to mold Ebed Ish Balkorcha. You can't. You cannot mala an Ebed, make him a Yid Balkorcha. Once you've liberated him, it's up to him. He's Kabbal. So what does they do with Pasuk Eved Ish? Bela Kasa Bela Ksiv call Eved Ish. A home boy living in Yishmol. Omer Shmuel says Hamafkir Avdei Zecheidus. When you make your Eved Hefker, he goes free. And the Ein Tzadik gets Shichur. Even though we said before that it's to release his the ownership of his goof, you got to give him a get Shichur. But if you make him Hefker, you no longer need to give him a get Shichur. Never says call Eved Ish because it's Kesef only as long as you own him. Eved Ish, Ela Eved Isha, Eved Isha. Well, not every woman. Ela Eved, she yes, she's a love. Called Eved. Calls man, you own him. He's an Eved. She ain't a love. Ain't called. He's no longer an Eved. Masked up. Papa has a question. Ain't but a shalom little boy. Even fast toyer. What you're making a link between your fast? All we have a machleki the shibul of the chum is regarding your fast toyer. Can you force her to become a yid or not? And you decided the same thing applies to an Eved. Very, very different. I can say that by an Eved. Even the Chacham who say that by a fast Torah you cannot force. Maybe by an Eved Chacham Moide you could force. Why? Because an Eved, the guy lived like a Yid for a year. Bekeilut like a Yid for a Yid. He knows what a Yid is all about. So now that he became a Yid, we force him. But if Yifas Toyer, you just captured a minute yesterday, and you're saying that if you want it, you don't want to wait 30 days. Forget, you know, wait a year, 30 days. You could make her a Yid straight away. Just, you know, make her a Shivcha, and then right away dump her in the mikvah 5 minutes later again, make her a Yid. She never lived like a Yid for 1 minute. That you cannot do. That's what the Chacham argued by Yifas Toyer. Aim the shalal rabbanu b'fas toyer l'shaych mitzah shaych mitzah at all. I will ever the shaych mitzah. They live like a yid, like a mitzah. Hachi nami. Maybe if the rabbanu made him, the rabbanu made that you can, that once he's free, he's mamash yid. The time we learned echad gave echad kechem and avim chavim. Whether get or whether you bought or gave from God. It's not the kabbal. It says the first of Braisa. They always need kabbalas mitzahs. When you kabbalas mitzahs a regular gear. Or if you bought an Eved from a Goy, you have to have Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Mashma, holo keach miyisrael. If you bought an Eved from another Yid, in other words, he already went through the conversion process. He went through the forcible conversion. Ain't totally Kabbal. You don't look at Kabbalah's Mitzvahs because he was forced into a Yid. That's it. He's a Yid. Over.
Now hang on, but you were saying one Yid buys an Eved from another Yid.
Yeah, that's so it. Because he already went. But it's an Eved. He never came a Yid. Exactly. But he, in other words, he's already went to the mikveh and he already. And that's enough. You don't have to do a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs again. He's a full fledged Yid. Yeah, and
that's when you're acquiring it from a goy.
That's right. Because he's a full fledged. Yeah. Mani, now who's the author of this braisa? Elab by talking by an ordinary Eved, you can force him, you don't need his kabbalah's mitzvahs. Elab Shimon Elazar, Madacham, Elakerim, Elchavim, Namid, Elakabal, Elab Elazar holds that even if you buy from a goy, you don't need kabbalah's mitzvahs ever. Elab Rabbanon, Ushmamino, from here you see, Elakayach, Mino, Eved, Elchavim, if you buy from a goy, Tzor, Elakabal, if you bought an Eved from a goy, since he never went through mitzvahs, you have to have kabbalah's mitzvahs. Abu Lakayach, myself, if you bought it from another Yid, ain't so the Kabbalah. You don't need his opinion of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. He's a fool. He's forced to read. Well, the Kasha. So the Chari have two braises. One braise clearly says that you do need an Eved to go through Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Who's the author of the braise? I don't know. Kasha.
So in other words, when you're buying an Eved from a goy, before you finalize, you've got to find out if you're going to be ready to be kabbalistic. We actually had before,
that if you buy an Eved from a goy, Kol's man, you didn't put him in the mikveh, if he jumps in the mikveh and makes himself a yid, he's free, because you don't really own him yet. You don't own him, he's goof, until he goes to the mikveh and you do kabbalah. It says, maybe we can answer that. When it says in the Bereisa before, Sai again, Sai Meshuch, it sounds like we do need Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Ki Tan Yehilin Tzur, not that in every respect they're the same. No, Eved does not need Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. He already is a Yid. It's only that they both need a mikveh like a Nidah. That's all it means. But even an Eved, after he's free, needs to go to the mikveh again. Needs to go to the mikveh to come before Flajid.
Is this medical or he has to have a Rotzen?
No, we're saying that's the thing. No, he's already Yid. He's already three quarters of a year. His mother, he's like in a state of flux.
If we're discouraging, we don't want to.
No, but the Torah is not nice. You used him as an Eved and like a Yid, and now you have to turn him back into a guy. We have to be nice also. Tanya, we learned. Tanya, we learned. Talking about Yifas Toyer, it says in the Pasuk, "Begilchas Roisha, you shave her head, v'osos etzipaner, and you make her nails." What does it mean you make her nails? Rabbi Lezer, I had a machleb, he had it before as well. Rabbi Lezer says, tokets, you got to cut her nails off. So osa means cutting her off, and that makes her look ugly. Short nails. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a tag deal, she have long nails. Long nails make her look, we had to get more money cotton. Long nails make her look unattractive. You know, today all the women will tell you that long nails, you buy these fake long...
There's long.
You buy these fake long nails that go like this longer. Yeah,
the truth is, how long is this? 30 days? How long is it going to grow?
Exactly. Yeah, in 30 days, exactly. Where's it grow? Okay. The way Rashi learns this, by the way, that Rabbi Lezer says you're cutting, not that he said cutting nails makes it look ugly. It doesn't make it look ugly, but it's like there's a cuss, so you got to cut your nails. Rabbi Lezer says, we had this machlech, we've got to go to an oval, if an oval can cut his nails or not. Whether we're doing this because of Nivul, or we're doing this because of Avel. Rabbi Lezer says, Nemro Asiya, how do I know that means cut? It says Asiya Bereish, by your head. It says, what you do with a head, cut her hair off. And then you say you do something with your nails. Obviously, it's the same thing, cutting your nails. But then Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva says, Nemar Asiya Beroish, it says doing something by the head. Nemar Asiya Bitsaparnim, do something. Each one do what is the worst thing. Malahal and Nivel, what's the purpose of cutting the head? Not because of Avelis, but because of Nivel. Avkan Nivel, do something that makes you look ugly. Long nails. The Rai, the Dover, I bring a Rai, Rabbi Lezer, who said, what, be cutting nails, and we pit Boish, Ben Shom, But when Ben Shaul, he went to visit the king. He did not do his feet. He did not do his mustache. When he didn't do his mustache, Mayasir, when he did his mustache, Havari didn't cut his mustache down. So what do you see? What Asir means? Cutting down.
Havari would mean to remove it altogether.
Yeah, okay, but you don't move altogether, it means cutting down at least. In the same direction.
Arabs,
yes,
they have a beard but no mustache.
Yeah, but the Amish people, they all have long beards, right. No mustache. In fact, I once went to the Chol Hamoed Pesach in Philadelphia, not far from there. We're all wearing kapotas in the Chol Hamoed, and we look just like them. People come over to us, tell us how life is over here, how do you make cheese? Okay, tell them what you learned.
The trouble is that you came there driving your car.
That's true, but you park it out.
You had a wagon or something.
In those days, no cell phones. Tell me, we learned. Uvoch so esavivasima. She cries after her parents. Who are her parents that we're talking about? Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yezer says, Avia mama, her real father, of ima mama, her mother, she pushed, misses her real family. Now, we keep on, we know what she's crying about. Her avoda zara, her getchka. Avia, the ima, so avoda kachom. They used to treat their avoda zara like parents. Chenu Oimer, it says in the Pasuk, Yimir says, Oimim le'et aviyata, they turn to the wood and they say, you're our father. So therefore, that's what he's saying. She cries after she misses her Avodah Zarah. Yet, actually, she yim, how long is a month? 30 days. If she loves Oimer, Tishim yim, yedach means wait 90 days. How do you get 90 days? Because it says in the Pasuk says over there, yedach yamim, it says, yedach yamim v'acha kein tavila. So there's three terms there, yedach and yamim v'acha kein. So we dash nazeh. This is what Shimon says. Tishim yom. Yedach is shloshim. Yomim can't be less than that, so it's another shloshim. And then v'achal kein another shloshim. Total 9 days, you got to wait. It's not just 30 days, it's 90 days. Maskel Avinu, no, who said? Maybe the Talmud is, Eimah, yedach is shloshim. Yomim is shloshim, to 30. And then v'achal kein, after this, something like it, in other words, another 60 days. Kihani, Kasha, that's a good question. We don't know. So don't know what we learn. Make 120 days.
He's doing equal progression of
yeah, exactly. V'achal kein, and after this, the same amount.
Extrapolation.
No,
arithmetic progression,
not progression. Yeah.
Arithmetic means it's the same number
given,
but the other one
is. You know what I mean? Doubles over, doubles all the time. Question like this: what happens if the Eved refuses to become a Ger? Are you allowed to keep an Eved Kanani in your house that doesn't want to become a Ger? We have a machlekes. Talmud, we learn, Mikaimin, you're allowed to keep Avodim She'enan Molin. You're allowed to keep Avodim don't want to become a Ger. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Now, the Kibbutz says, Ein Mikaimin. I don't want in your house an Eved that doesn't want to become a Ger. Omer Shmuel Hari Oimer, it says in Pasik. And they should rest. So it says clearly that what? That they can, it sounds like they can, we're talking in this pasuk, it's talking about an Eved who did not mal himself and says, V'yinofesh, you can stay in your house. Omalei, so Kiva says, no, Raya. Really, you're not allowed to keep in your house an Eved. Well, so see, how do we know we're talking about an Eved doing a mal? You're not allowed to keep in your house an Eved refused to come to Yid. So what's problem in the pasuk?
I can. Discussion.
Yeah, that's now we discussed that. We said before you have to be makabel, right? You have to be makabel. Yes, he needs a kabbalah mitzvah then, and then we put him in the water. We do l'shem avdus and all that, and it's like, well, we bought him, so he is being forced to an extent. But now that you're living in my house, we ask you want kabbalah mitzvahs. But now the question is, well, he doesn't want to do kabbalah mitzvahs. He needs. We, the discussion right till now is, since he had a Kabbalah's mitzvah to be like an Eved, is that enough, or you need a real Kabbalah's mitzvah properly, or not? What's the machlekes by things about you? L'cheder, the machlekes is, when an Eved goes through the first Kabbalah's mitzvah, I told you this a few times, the Mishnah Melech has a beautiful chakira, general. When you have an Eved, and we learn lo l'me'isha, that an Eved is chayv like mitzvah, like a woman. There's two ways of understanding that. Is the pshat is, she's, that really the Eved is not chayv like mitzvah, because he didn't really want to become a Yid. The whole situation is a modern situation. But so the pasuk lo l'me'isha is telling you, but at least he's chayv like a woman. Is that pshat? Or the pshat the other way around. Really, he's a Yid now. He's chayv on mitzvah. Comes the pasuk and says, I'm going to be, because he's an Eved and he has to work the whole time for his master, I'm going to reduce some of the mitzvahs, just like a woman. I'm going to reduce some of the mitzvahs down to a woman. If you say that he's a full-fledged Yid, but he will reduce him, So once he's free, there's no reason to have a reduction. He's a full-fledged Yid. What do you need a Kabbalah for? But if you learn Pshat, Betzim, he's not Yid at all. But Lola comes to tell you he's Chayat HaKisha, but now that he's free, he's no longer the Lola. So you need a second Kabbalah. That's the Machlekes. Anyway, right? I'll find you a hechetim to why we need a pasuk to tell you, no, really, you're not allowed to keep him. But why in this pasuk you're allowed to keep him? It's from a case below. Kech ever been a shmash. He bought mamash a second before Shabbos. What are you supposed to do? He speak lemoyim, but chance the malam yet. Otherwise, you're not allowed to keep him. The kuli amma, however, everyone agrees. Me as, however, that this pasuk instead of pasuk v'inofish ben amosecha that your mate should rest. But Eved Odol Ben Amoscha, the son of your mate, should rest. But Eved Odol Ksiv. Talk about Eved Gimala. My Masha, how do you know? Talk about Eved Gimala. Maybe talk about Eved Gimala. Tanya, we learned. We Nofesh Ben Amoscha. But Eved Odol. Talk about Eved who didn't mal himself. Atroim Eved Odol. Talk about Eved who didn't mal himself. Ain't no Eved Mal. Maybe talk about an ordinary, a proper Eved who did circumcise. Kishoim. It says another pasuk. Leman Yenuach Sherchem. So we learn out, it finishes off, Kamoicha, just like you. There is talking about Hari Eved Mol Omer. There's about Eved Mol. So how many Mekai Vinofish Ben Amosecha? This other passage says Vinofish Ben Amoscha. Who's that talking about? Eved Odol. Two kinds of Avodim. There's about Eved Mol's volume, and here's about Eved Odol. Bahager, it says in the passage, Bahager, and what do you mean it says Bahager? It says if Yenofesh ben Amoscha v'hagay. Ben Amoscha talking about a guy who didn't mal himself. Who's this guy then? Obviously talking about a full-fledged Yid. The guy Toshev talking about a guy who didn't accept any mitzvahs, but he lives. He kabbles aymes in noach. Atav the guy Toshev. Oy ain el gay tzedek. Maybe talking about a proper gay. Because it says later on another passage. Gay chashev b'sharecha. How do you get tzedek on me? We know where to get tzedek to keep Shabbos. How many mekayim v'hagay is a guy Toshev? That even a guy Toshev, a guy who wants to live in Israel, accepts aymes in noach. He should also rest on Shabbos. I'm going to be Levi. What exactly does it mean he should rest on Shabbos? To what extent? It says Leman Yenuach Shorich Chamorich Vinovitz Ben Amoscha VeHager. The Ger is not working for you. Then he's an Eved. He's not working for you. He's just a Ger. But so what does it mean? What's Yenovitz mean? How far does he have to go? This Ger. An Eved means Pachi now doing Melachas on Shabbos. And a Ger Toshiv. What exactly does he have to be in office? What should he do? I don't know. What should he do? So Rashi said a gate toshev means he just decided not to do avodah zarah. That's what a gate toshev is. Look at Taisha. That gate toshev. Pity because the Rashi learns to keep love all over Shas. Gate toshev means to keep all over Shaloi Lavid avodah zarah Umichal Shabbos. So he has to keep Shabbos also. Rashi learns Parshat Pshat Gemara here that a Ger Toshev has to keep Shabbos, which is an amazing thing. It says Toshev, because him came to feature Lujan Mitzvahs. And then the Ger Toshev, there's a lot more than Zayin Mitzvahs. So as soon as he's Mekabel, Zayin Mitzvah, that's it. That's a Ger Toshev. He believes in the Eibishter and a little hate like a human being. He's a Ger Toshev. Rashi learns that since he doesn't have Avodah Zorah and Chil Shabbos is like Avodah Zorah, it's all the same. So Rashi learns Poshut that he has to be Shem Shabbos. Amazing Rashi. V'oi, says Tesis. The Pegah, I mean, I have a Chavish Shabbos Chai Misa. In fact, a guy's not allowed to keep Shabbos. I feel like, oh, Koshka be Shabbos. So what's going on here? We're paying down because you can put a Kibbutz, the Ger Toshev, a Muzal Shabbos. And the Fej is not going to keep Shabbos. The need of the Hoch, what does it mean over here that he should rest? But oi, se melocha le tzoydech Yisrael, do me divin afresh ben amascha. Which is very hard to stand Tesis. Because any guy can't do a melocha for eating Shabbos. Yeah, what makes a difference if he's a Ger Toshev or not? Both Pshatim Ashwer. Rashi Mechadir that a Ger Toshev has to keep Shabbos. Mamma's like a Yid. What's that? Because it's like Avodah Zorah. It's Amir Chiddush. Oh, that's the question. And unless everyone is not a Ger Toshev. That's how Rashi has to learn. Anyone who's not a Ger Toshev, Shabbos Chai Misa. But a Ger Toshev has. So Seventh Day Adventist, that's exactly what they're like a Ger Toshev, because they keep the Zayin Mitzvah Ben Neich and Shabbos. But Tosha says, no, can't be. And Tosfos learns, therefore, that when it says v'inofesh, meaning you're not allowed to tell a Ger Toshev to do v'yom halacha on Shabbos. What does that mean? So all the guys are allowed to tell them to do things on Shabbos. That's an amazing thing. Yeah, but they have to keep Shabbos like a Yid. If you do one halacha on Shabbos, you're already in a Shem Shabbos. They don't turn on electricity. The real ones. I don't know if anybody knows that I met somebody who was wearing a line together. You know, just roll talking. They told me that they don't turn on electricity on Shabbos.
Remember Don Stewart used to be the principal here in Yeshiva? He was a Seventh Day Adventist.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, so it's a very difficult sugya right here. What's going on? Back to the Gemara. Oh, Rishon Levi. Rishon Levi said. True, but it's to say that a goy has to keep Shabbos, it's a big thing. Can't be in the keeping Shabbos.
So many mitzvahs involved in Shabbos, and we're saying he only has to keep a few mitzvahs. And here, this guy's keeping Shabbos.
Exactly. More or less, he might as well be a frum iterator. What's holding him back? If you can keep Shabbos properly, the rest is a cinch. Rabbi Shmuel Levi says, Halakeach eved mino eved gechadim. What happens? You buy an eved. So we had a machleik. You keep it, but you can force an eved. If you're allowed to keep an eved, doesn't want to become a yid. What about the halakeach eved? You buy an eved from a goy. Veleirotzalomel refuses to mal himself. This is what you asked before. One day he says, Shmuel Levi says, megalgal imoy ad yubed chaydish. You hang around with him for 12 months, and you try to convince him. And loy mal, if he still refuses, maintains he doesn't want to become a yid, then chayzer amoychelim chum, sell him back. We don't want you to have a goy living in your house. It's not good for kashas, for yishkeit. Up to 12 months, you can try to convince him. Beyond that, fafal. Amru rabbanu kamei de rav Akiva and a papa. So he said, I don't understand who which tana would he hold up? Come on, the loy can be definitely can be like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says we don't let him stay in the house even for one day. In fact, the only time he gives a lot of statements, he bought a minute before Shabbos. You have no ability to keep him for Shabbos, and afterwards throw him out of the house. How can he keep him for 12 months? He, Rabbi Kiva, Amar, Rabbi Kiva said, ain't me kind, you don't leave him. Amaluhu, Rapapa. That's what the Rabbana said to Rapapa. So Rapapa said back to them, I feel the Rabbi Kiva. Hani, Mili, when did Rabbi Kiva say, I'll keep him overnight? Hey, Chidle, Poskil, Milsa. That he did not say no. In other words, when the Rabbi Kiva say he never said I want to become a yid, he never said that. So if he never said that, throw him out of the house. I will hechad the poskel mills. The first said yes, I'm happy to become a yid. When they bought him, he said yep, I'm more than happy to become a yid. And then when it came to the crunch, he said oh, no, one second, I enjoy my religion. I don't want to become a yid. Then we say hang around 12 months because he already gave an agreement before. Maybe it's easy to get him to convince him to go again. I'll hechad the poskel mills. Poskel. Yeah. That's one pshat. Another Rashi is Poskim Lissim, he made it tonight. If L'chatchila, you told him up front, I'm going to hang around, I'm going to hold you for 12 months. If you become a yid, I'll let you stay with me. If you don't become a yid, I won't. Then you're allowed to stay. If you don't make any tonight with him, then you have to throw your rim straight away. Amalav Kana Kamitash, by the way, as I said, I see this whole discussion. Amalav, it can't be. Yehachi, why did Rabbi Kiva choose the only case that he could find? The only case that he could find is if a minute before Shabbos. That's when you're allowed to keep him. There's other cases, if you made up with him before, that you can hold for 12 months. Why does he have to find after a minute before Shabbos? Yehachi, Amalav Kiva, Lekei, Amalav Shabbos. He could have answered, everything matter, you're right. Chodim Mitre Kaimu, just give every single possibility. He gave one possibility, there are others. Another discussion. His name. Ezo Eved Adol Shemud Lekaimai. Which Eved that is not Gemal Yalal Kipim? The Shalok Harabim Nashloi Lemoiloi. If his master took him on the condition not to mal him, if a chatchili made up with him not to mal him, then you can hold on to him. Omer Papa, command. Give him a kiva. Give him all the stuff. That's more or less. That's right. But only 12 months. Even if Shmuel Levi says only 12 months.
So this Shalach Ravin would also say 12 months?
That's what you're saying. No, Ravin is saying that this what... this we say Mutter Lekaimai, which is Shmuel Levi, is 12 months. Yeah, is a condition. If he's talking about Rabbi Shmuel, of course not Rabbi Kiva, it's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. He's saying a part of a thing, a ma'aseh with 12 months. Now, when do we say, Shimon Levi say, you're allowed to keep for 12 months, that if you make it tonight, that you, the rabbi, the chatzchil made it tonight, then you won't mal him. They said it can't be like Rabbi Kiva. Why? Can you keep him? I'm an aim of Kiva said, under no circumstances can you keep him. Only the Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Hanim, you asked him, hey, you went, Rabbi Kiva, you're allowed to keep him if you didn't make any conditions. That will, hey, if you made a condition, that you're going to keep him on, then you're allowed to keep him 12 months, and keep his moida. Again, he wasn't happy. Why did Rabbi Kiva find the new Islam? You bought him in for Shabbos, well, he's big lemoida. At least you should have answered, huh? Could have answered. It's another situation. He made it tonight. The time, yeah, according to you, so why Taka doesn't he answer? the previous answer of Pasik. Last time we come, there's obviously there are a number of ways you can keep an Eved, but he only mentioned one of them a minute before Shabbos. He could have mentioned it tonight. He could have mentioned other things. We're sitting on the entrance of the veranda. Yasu come and said, "Ira achas hoytzev Israel was a city in Israel. V'le rotzu avodel lomel. None of the avodim in that city wanted to mal themselves. The gilguli more much name as a chodesh. They let them remain there for 12 months. The chazru machlo yichadim." And then he sold him. This is exactly what Shimon Levi. Command, which Tana does this follow? The following Tana. The Tana we learned. So this is a Braisa. This is what Shimon Levi said. They actually found a Braisa. Tana Kama says that. For 12 months, they hang around. Rab Shimon Velozerim, it ain't mashin hoise by Yisrael. In Yisrael, no hanging around. In Chutzlaz, I allow you to hang around for 12 months. But in Yisrael, I don't allow you to hang around. Why? Because you have a goy in your house. And in Yisrael, you have all these tumah, vatara. And since it's goy, it's not interesting. Yiddish guy, we don't want a goy to hang around your house. They have said tatters, because you can lose out on all the tatters, because he'll mitame. Because with the rabbon and nashgaz, we mitame. A goy's touch is automatically tummy, like a zov. Uvi'ir hasmucha l'sfar, and a city near the border, between the Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, ein mashin oise kolikir, we don't allow him to stay even for one day if he doesn't want to become a yid. You don't trust him. Shema yishama dover, he might hear something. Place of gossip, and he will inform on to his friend the grain what's going on and eating himself. When it comes to the border, we are so careful. Like we learned last time in Shabbos, that you can even in Erevin, we learned that you can go in the border town on Shabbos and carry things and protect yourself. And the border town, you don't trust goyim. You don't get Arab workers in the border towns. Yeah, that's what it seems from here. Tanya, Rav Chananya, Rav Chananya says, "Now this is very interesting. Why are the Gadim today suffering? The Yisurin Boyin Alem. Why are Gadim today suffering? And they have all kinds of hardships. You know why? Like Kaimu Sheva Mitzvah. Why they were going before they became Eden? They didn't keep Zayin Mitzvah Benech. And as a goy, we don't really punish them while they're living. We wait till they go to Gehenna in the future. But by since he became a Yid, we want to punish them now. Get it out of the way so they can go to Gan Eden in the future." Yeah, because he can't eat, we're going to make their life difficult.
So fair? So why should he have better? So I think you should
tell a girl when he. Yeah, exactly. Tell her this is what your future is in store. You can lose all your money. Rabbi Yasi said, I disagree. This is interesting. Why disagree? Because Gersh, this guy, he caught you another dummy. Bob Meisley says, there's no way in the world that when he became a Yid, they're going to charge him for his behavior while he was a guy, because he's a new man. In other words, the machleik of the geisha's guy is mamash and metzias, is more theoretical. Here we see it's mamash and metzias. Geisha's guy kachin el dami that any avedas he did before doesn't exist.
Yeah. In the bells and everything, so we got a whole shackle in Italian. What does that actually mean? Does it mean that he now he's 1 year old and all this in terms of
age? Right here, there's one machleikson.
What about benegeh to relationships? Is he also to people?
Oh, that we know for sure. We know that halacha says he's allowed. The question is, and the mefarshim try to wonder and. What is the mocker for this concept, Gershon is a guy, Kochanov? We have it everywhere in Shas. Yeah. Where does it come from? How do we know? It's Halach Moshe anymore. Nobody anymore says Halach Moshe Sinai, Gershon is a guy, Kochanov. Where does it come from? There's a Baal Tudim. There's a Baal Tudim in Pashik Yisov, I think, where he says Mekan. He brings a positive, I forgot where he was positive, he says Mekan, is a guy. But nowhere in Shas did Shainim bring a mocker for this concept. It's everywhere. Which Baal Tudim is it? Oh. Forgot already. The others say, yeah, probably.
Talks about this issue.
Geshe's guy. The Ramban said, yeah.
Because
the Svara still remains.
What he's saying is that because there's a natural biological affinity between these two sisters, so just like you can't have two sisters, it's going to create
rivalry and all that, yeah.
Rivalry has disappeared.
That's right. Yeah, but what's the mocker? Why are they suffering? If you say Geshen's guy, you can't know them. What type of suffering? Because they don't know all the mitzvahs. Now they're totally responsible, but they haven't learned. We were brought up in such a way. We learned so much in school, but we learned so much at home from your parents how to behave. They never had parents. Even they learned, and if she heard anything else, there's still so much missing. Everyday thing that we take for granted, and they don't know. That's why. Interesting. Why do they become a Yid? Or why are they so frum right now? And they're very frum. because they're scared they can do something wrong. They're doing it out of fear, and we want people to do it out of love.
Doesn't the whole story with Rus and Naomi, doesn't that show she was mamish?
Maybe an exception. Look at that, Meyida. Meyida's Gehenna about Peroni is what keeps them in check. They don't want to go to Gehenna, they don't get punished. Ramud Alim says about them. Let's finish the end of the Gemara. Why did you come to eat for earlier? You hear this? A guy does the right thing, he would punish you because you could have done it earlier. So whatever you do, it's a lesson in life. Whatever you do the right thing, you pat yourself on the back. Oh, how good I am. Wait a second. You could have done it yesterday. What do you, why didn't you do it yesterday? It's an amazing thing. You get punished for this. There's no chiv for a goy to become a yid. So whenever he elected to become a yid, he's a new person. So what do you mean? There's no yesterday. If he's a gash and cut and gash and know, I mean, when was yesterday? I was just born. I couldn't have done it yesterday. The goy is not here anymore to punish. So obviously this follows that the gash and guy and cut and know, doesn't really mean that he was never here yesterday. Otherwise, what are you punishing him for? It says in the pasuk, Shalem Hashem Poled, Avish will pay you reward, but he must kurta shlema, that your reward will be great. Me Hashem ala kei yisrof, Avish to Asher basa lachza tachas knofa, that you came to protect yourself under his wings. And Asher basa says, Rashi, she mi hartav lo yicharta, you're getting rewarded because you did it earlier. Not just that you did it, but you did it as soon as possible. And that's why a goy, amazing one.